it was a brutal day on Wall Street with losses of almost 3% in some sectors. The S&P has gone red for the year. There were several reasons for this, including ongoing COVID fears and Boeing, which put out an earnings report that showed it lost almost $12 billion. But the biggest reason for the shakiness is amateur day traders who are playing games on Wall Street after engaging in online chat rooms.
And Matthew Gault is with us live on Skype tonight. He covers technology for Motherboard, which is part of Vice News. Matthew, stocks like the software and video game chain GameStop and AMC Entertainment would normally not be doing well right now because of what's happening in the world. Instead, they're being pushed higher by these day traders. Is this indeed somebody's idea of a joke?
I think a joke is a part of it. It's definitely some people's idea of a joke, but these day traders are also making an incredible amount of money by doing this. This group of people that have gathered on Reddit and Discord, to different forums that they've been using, looked at the stocks and decided back in 2019, actually, is one of the first to kind of notice that GameStop was doing poorly, that some of these hedge funds had taken out, they'd shorted the stock, and they realized that if they all jumped in and pumped a bunch of money into this stock and drove its valuation up, these hedge funds would be trapped in this stock with them, and they could just continue to drive the price up and up and do something that's called a melt up, which is what we're seeing happen, where these stocks like AMC, GME, and BB are getting just pushed upward in this giant speculative bubble that is yet to burst, but probably will soon.
You know, Matt, I had an image today of Bud Fox getting back at Gordon Gekko from the 80s, but on all seriousness, what is the effect on the overall market here?
I think it's too early to tell. I don't think this thing isn't done, and it's going to get weirder. Right now, for the hedge funds, the immediate effect is that some of them are losing billions and billions of dollars. Yesterday, Melvin Capital, which had a large short bet on GameStop, had to receive a $2.75 billion injection from other firms to stay afloat. Some of the other numbers I'm hearing get thrown out by people are really scary. We're talking like $9 billion and $6 billion in losses that are just going to get wiped out of the market. But again, this thing isn't over, and we're not sure where it's going to go.
Can these guys be stopped? And of course, ethically speaking, should they be stopped?
Well, that's the tricky question, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the reasons I think that everyone is lit on this story and why everyone's so interested is because it has this feel of a populist uprising, fighting back against hedge fund people who I think in the mind of the public are responsible for the 2008 financial collapse. And so you're hearing a lot of wild things get thrown around. And I'll break some news for the audience. About 15 minutes before I jumped on this call, Discord shut down the Wall Street Bets group where these people were talking, citing hate, saying that they had violated the terms of service and were trafficking in hate speech. We're clear that it was not about any of the financial stuff that they were doing, but they had been warned. And Reddit has taken another place where they were gathering, has taken the space private, meaning it's much harder for new people to join the board.
Well, welcome to early 2021, I guess. Matthew Gault covering technology for Motherboard, part of Vice News, joining us live on Skype. Matthew, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.